DDP yoga. Its very name is a contradiction unto itself.
Because it's not your mama's yoga.
I know you're always hearing me talk about how great this workout is for strengthening and healing your body.
I threw up my back.
I couldn't get out of a chair.
I want you to hear it from a WWE superstar.
Hey everyone, this is Stevie Richards. I've really endorsed DDP yoga for a very long time, and I have to say, hey, it's something that's become an addiction, a positive addiction, because zero impact, it really helped me speed up the healing process, staying injury-free, zero impact, and also eliminating the aches and pains in my neck and my knee and other areas that bother me every day.
I've been doing this for a couple weeks and people are starting to ask me, what's going on? You look great.
You're going to have to pry my dead hands off this yoga mat when I go. This is me now. This isn't imagining myself living without it.
Because if you didn't do the work when you did, I wouldn't be here doing the work now.
I've done trainers, I've done gym memberships, I've done everything. This is the first thing that I have stuck to.
It's time for you to influence yourself and to take control of your own life.
It's DDP
Radio.
High five.
It is Wednesday, October 23rd, 9 p.m., and this is Sparky. It's DDP Radio once again. Welcome to the show, and we have a really exciting show happening tonight because we have a special guest, and we have a special surprise guest host along with us. So we're going to kind of just pop right into it because I know we have a lot of questions and a lot of action going on. And before we bring everybody else in, I just want to let you know, if you have a question and you're in the chat, ddpradio.com, feel free to hit myself or Stacy up, and we'll try to get the questions right on the air for you. And if you're on the line and want to give us a call, it's 347-994-1216, and we'll try to throw that out a couple of times throughout the night. But you're on DDP Radio with Sparky and my guest host tonight, regular Stacy and Robert. What's going on, guys?
Hey, Sparky.
How are we?
Doing good.
Yeah, we've got a pretty exciting show, huh? We've got like 2 weeks of back-to-back experts from Yoga Doc and then to Nancy tonight. So pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, so I think it's going to – go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, man.
I was going to say, last time we had Nancy on the show, it ended up being a really informative, really good show, so I'm definitely looking forward to tonight.
Yeah, that's why I kind of want to don't want to spend too much of my breath so everybody else can hear the real stuff. And we have our surprise guest, co-host, Terry. What's going on?
Hey, all. All's good in Atlanta, and glad to be hearing y'all. I've missed everybody since those that I met in Cancun. Seems like it's been a while since I got to see a lot of you people. So I hope y'all pass through Atlanta so I can hang with you some more. And I hope y'all are doing well yourself and your family. All good, I hope.
I know I'm doing pretty good. I had my rough start. A rough patch here. But everybody's been throwing some good messages my way, including you. So I appreciate that. And hopefully things will get better. And with tonight's topic, I'm hoping to get there. But for everybody listening, we have Nancy Guberti with us, and she's been on the show before, and she has so much information. Nancy is a metabolic and functional medicine specialist, a certified nutritionist, a Defeat Autism Now practitioner. She's gluten-free, casein-free, diet counselor, and just an all-around healthy lifestyle coach. So this is like the expert of experts for us on our healthy living and our eating. And Stacy has done such a wonderful job bringing Nancy to us and getting this set up for us. So we have a great guest for you. So I'm going to bring Nancy and Stacy on to hit it. How you doing, Nancy?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here.
Thank you. So,
yeah, it's great to have you back. And we talked a little bit ahead of time about some topics we really wanted to cover. And I guess anyone who knows anything at all about DDP yoga and the lifestyle knows that we really encourage going gluten-free and cow dairy free. So you know a lot about that. So I'm going to just sort of kick it to you, and you can talk about, I guess we could start with gluten and why, you know, it's harmful even if some people are not gluten allergic, but they can tolerate it and still seem to be okay.
Exactly. So we're a product of what we eat and what we absorb. And food cravings and addictions are real biomedical problems. So when we think of what's causing or what can cause biomedical issues in our body, gluten is definitely high on the list. So some people don't know what gluten is. It's a protein found in wheat, rye, and barley. And in Latin, gluten actually means glue. So it's a protein that actually acts like an adhesive material, and it's made up of two components. So lots of times people will say, well, I got a blood test done, and I don't have a problem with gluten. But that's actually looking for celiac disease. You can have a gluten intolerance to one of these two components, and then what happens is it can block absorption of nutrients and cause inflammation throughout your body. So if it causes inflammatory responses, it irritates your central nervous system. You can actually feel joint pain. You can have asthmatic feelings. We see learning issues in children, mental fogginess, as we call it, in adults. Your brain does suffer because gluten will cause inflammatory responses. So you might not think you have a gluten intolerance. My advice would be to eliminate it for at least 4 weeks and see if you feel better. Did you have daily headaches that you were living with? Did you have unexplained anxiety or depression? Did you have insulin resistance or start of diabetes? They're all involved with gluten intolerance. So this inflammation from the gluten leads to cellular destruction and oxidative stress. Many people have heard about oxidative stress or free radicals floating in the body. So gluten can actually cause oxidative stress, which is like the rusting of the inside of your body. So I would highly recommend, if you're not on a gluten-free diet, to at least try that for 4 weeks. And if you do try this, you really have to make sure that gluten isn't in any of your food products, because it comes in different names and it's sometimes very hidden, so you wouldn't know. Like spices, for instance, can have an anti-caking agent, and that's actually wheat starch. Or gnocchi, which you would think, okay, that's potatoes, so that's not going to have any wheat. Well, actually, they dip them in wheat flour so they don't stick together. So there's actually gluten-free gnocchi that they use rice flour. So if you attempt to do gluten-free, you really have to read your labels. But I would recommend it not only for these biomedical issues that I talked about, but gluten is actually a neuropeptide. And if you can't break down gluten, and, you know, that's what our body is supposed to do. When we take in food, we're supposed to break it down so we get nutrients from it. If you can't break down gluten and it stays as this neuropeptide, it's actually very bad for your adrenal system and your neurotransmitters. So that's another reason why I would recommend going off of gluten. It does have an effect on individuals' behavior in a negative manner, just like casein. And casein is the protein found in milk. So that's another neuropeptide. And many conventional doctors do not have the awareness of neuropeptides unless they're brain doctors. So there are several neuropeptides, and casein and gluten are the most popular ones. So for casein, that's the milk protein in cow milk or any type of animal milk, goat milk, cattle milk. They all have casein, even breast milk. And that neuropeptide is linked to anxiety, mental fogginess, central nervous system issues, hormonal issues. It actually has been linked to prostate cancer and breast cancer, heartburn, indigestion. It also suppresses your immune system, but it also affects your body. So as a functional medicine specialist, I have access to functional medicine lab work, and there's actually a neuropeptide urine test, which would determine if your body couldn't break down gluten or casein, and we see this very prevalent in the special needs children. So that's another thing that I would highly recommend removing from your diet. And then if we talk about casein, so that was the milk protein of the milk, then why don't we just talk about dairy? And with dairy, I think we have all been brainwashed as Americans. At least I know when I was very young, there were so many commercials that said, you know, you have to drink your milk and eat your white bread to grow big and strong. And there's no clear evidence whatsoever that shows that dairy is good for your bones. In fact, the research shows that it can actually create bone loss. So it's contrary to what we have seen for years and years. And who's putting out these commercials but the dairy industry? Research does show it links to prostate cancer. And I know that there's a lot of men that also do this Ain't Your Mama's Yoga program, so I would like for them to know that the intake of dairy products increases prostate cancer by 30 to 50%.
Wow.
Wow.
That's sobering. But the thing about the body is that some of the symptoms and side effects you're talking about are subtle in the short term. So you can seem like I went along for years eating gluten and I didn't have any major reaction to it, but obviously it was really harming me. So, yeah. But also it sounds like long term, these subtle little side effects and symptoms can really be doing some damage to the body.
Exactly, and that's so the subtle issues and that you don't really say, okay, this is not a chronic disease, I don't feel all of these. It's because it's slowly, it's a quiet killer, and it's called inflammation. So the inflammation is supposed to help your body defend against invaders and repair injuries. But this chronic inflammation that occurs through the years because of the accumulation then is the cornerstone of degenerative diseases and physical aging. So that's, again, like if you take a CBC and a blood test, there's only so much information you see. I highly recommend everyone annually to get a functional medicine organic acid test and you know, find a practitioner that will take this test. It will check over 70 markers of how your body is functioning. So if you have oxidative stress, you know you have inflammation. If you have inflammation, you know your adrenal system is going to be off. And then it looks at your GI health as well. So, you know, the casein and the gluten could be doing damage without you knowing. But then we also live with subtle issues like that migraine headache or like that my knee pain. Or, you know, I was talking to a woman today who said, oh, you know, my back's been out for the past 4 years. And I'm thinking to myself, 4 years is a long time. Why haven't we addressed this earlier? Because we're busy and we go through life accepting these little illnesses, and people call it aging. But we could age in a healthy manner, and we could stop this accumulation from causing major issues later on and robbing ourselves of good health and happiness, really, later on. Besides the fact that dairy is also linked to heart disease if we're drinking whole milk, God forbid we're drinking conventional milk, then we're getting antibiotics and growth hormones, which is estrogen, which is not good. You know, women don't need additional, men don't need it. So if someone is listening and they are intaking dairy products, at the least let's make it organic so they're not getting growth hormones and antibiotics, because antibiotics in your daily diet will definitely lead to antibiotic resistance. So when you really need an antibiotic, say you have a bacteria, it may not work. And that's where doctors will prescribe one antibiotic to another, to another, to another, because your body has already built up resistance. You know, and then dairy also has problems with lactose intolerance. They say that 50 to 75% of individuals have lactose intolerance. You know, dairy was meant for a cow. So a cow has a stomach with four compartments. We just have one stomach. So perhaps we just can't handle breaking it down.
We're not meant to tolerate it.
Not at all. Our bodies aren't made like cows. So whoever, you know, again, this goes back to the dairy industry and everything else like that. And then lots of times doctors in years past would prescribe, you know, drink a glass of milk to go to bed or drink a glass of milk to soothe your stomach. And you know, the opposite is true because it actually aggravates if you have IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, and it really is very hard to digest. So I think there's a lot of myths to all of that, those food products.
And you pointed out to me recently that you can get a lot of calcium through juicing.
Yes.
You know, like with kale and other vegetables.
Exactly. So we do need calcium, but we don't need to get it from dairy. And in fact, if it's pasteurized milk, it's actually been heated over 112 degrees. So it will ruin and burn the enzyme that would have provided the calcium in the first place. That's why many people will have raw milk instead. So if you're having pasteurized milk, we're not getting calcium from that. You definitely can get calcium from juicing. I mean, kale is very high in calcium, broccoli, all of the green leafy vegetables, bok choy, all of them. They're, you know, dandelion greens, and they're really great. And you get a burst of energy because now you're having something light with all those phytonutrients and antioxidants and minerals as opposed to something heavy, and it's really mucus forming as well. So, yeah, the juicing is great. So
cool. Well, and then there's almond milk, which I think a lot of us love. That's another great source.
Yes, and have you tried the unsweetened sunflower seed milk yet?
I have not yet, but it's on my list.
Okay.
It's definitely on my list. But and I don't want to be a wet blanket here, but Halloween's a week away, and Terry and I are both happily off sugar, and you both helped me make that decision, and I think it would be nice to talk about, I think people underestimate how damaging it can be and how addictive it is.
Yes. All right, so let's talk about Halloween candy a second. First of all, the conventional candy like Hershey's, Kit Kats, Reese's, Crunch, Skittles, Babe Ruth, M&M's, Milky Way, Snickers, Butterfingers, Mounds, those are the things and the tricks, those are the things that I see kids getting. They actually contain 10 GMO ingredients in Halloween candy. So GMO is genetically modified organisms. So the first ingredient in the candy is sugar made from a GMO sugar beet. So it's not even real. It's injected with a gene and it's injected with a bacterium. The second ingredient in Halloween candy is high fructose corn syrup, which is from GMO corn as well as mercury soda. So anything that has high fructose corn syrup will definitely have mercury in it because that's how they produce this liquid. They take a kernel of corn, genetically modified, and they add mercury soda to it to make it this liquid. The third ingredient in this Halloween candy that we're so happily giving to little trick-or-treaters is cornstarch made from GMO corn. Then it's soy lecithin made from GMO soy. Then it's soybean oil made from the GMO soy. The next we go on to modified food starch. So here's the tricky words and terminology that companies are a way to, instead of saying this is GMO, they say, well, modified food starch, but that's from GMO corn. Fructose, dextrose, and glucose in this Halloween candy is made from GMO corn. Cottonseed oil is in there from GMO cotton. Canola oil from GMO canola. And then all the other, where it says other ingredients, those are oxalates and food flavorings and vegetable oil made from GMO ingredients. we didn't even like be, we're thinking how bad it is because of the sugar grams, but it's bad all around. If you want to give out candy, there's non-GMO candy. And, you know, they come out every year with new ones. There's a really good one that's called the Yummy Earth, and it has organic candy. There are no dyes. All the coloring is made from fruit. Then there's something called Surf Sweets. This is another good company. Annie's Organic came out with some line as well, and there's a company called Panda and Endangered Species. So there are a bunch of companies out there that don't have any GMO. Now, they will have sugar. It's going to be organic. You want to monitor your sugar intake. And a scary fact is that the average American eats approximately 24 pounds of sugar a year. So, like, the next time you go on a scale, think 24 pounds of sugar annually is being consumed by the average American. And that's why we have obesity problems. That's why we have the diabetes. It just goes on and on and on. So what do you want to try to strive for? The first thing is awareness. I would highly recommend everybody get out a notepad tomorrow and just add up all of the sugar grams that you are consuming, be it from your liquid or be it from a product. And, you know, you have to also look at how you're reading a nutritional label to figure that out. So if it says something like one serving equals 12 grams of sugar, okay, you know it's just 12 grams. But if it says that this size holds two servings, then you have to times the number by two. And I think it's very sometimes misleading for people because they just say, oh, okay, I just see 12, but they haven't done the addition and the multiplication on top. So if you check how many grams of sugar you're consuming on a day, I think that's a great baseline to get because now you see, am I at 30 grams or am I at 200 or am I at 150? And then you strive to get to 32 grams of sugar daily. Then you may want to try to get to 22. Your brain needs a little sugar. I mean, you could get it from natural foods like, you know, zucchini is sweet, sweet potatoes have sugar, and that's all natural. But you don't want to go over 32 grams. So that would be a starting point. How many grams am I getting currently, and now I have a goal to achieve for?
That's a nice way to ease into it because I know as people are listening to us, it's a lot of information coming at you. And, you know, you don't have to make all these changes at once, but we just want you to be as informed as possible. Do you have, you know, tips and techniques for your clients when you hand them their results back and recommend changes, you know, for them not to, like, tear their hair out with, oh, my God, all my security blankets are going to be taken away from me?
Exactly. So, yes, so I love to provide awareness and empower individuals, but I don't want to overwhelm them because then they will get paralyzed and they won't take the first step. So I would say first thing is to look at the food and say, okay, say I'm an individual that is eating gluten, casein, dairy, and sugar, you know, one at a time. So I would go after the sugar first just to see, again, get that baseline. Where are you at? You know, how high, how off target can you possibly be? It's a good starting point to know because sugar is very addictive, and it shows that if you want to lose weight, it actually keeps you in this vicious cycle. So it's as addictive as tobacco and alcohol. So if you've tried to get off of one of those, you know, some people are successful and some aren't just because of the addiction portion. It changes the mind, the brain section that is causes addictions. And a recent study just came out that showed that Oreos was as addictive as cocaine. You know, so you think about individuals eating Oreos and, you know, eating the full sleeve or the full package, they're addicted. And this is really not good for them because the sugar is going to destroy their health and their cells, and it has this chemical addiction. So how could we stop it? Well, at least if we could minimize it as opposed to going cold turkey and removing it all the way. You know, and then you could listen to your body. If you have a bloated stomach, you may actually see that get flatter as you remove the sugar because the sugar is feeding candida overgrowth. And that sugar also robs your body of B vitamins, and the B vitamins are necessary not only for cognitive thinking and memory and coordination, but it's necessary for your adrenal system and anxiety and depression. And then it's also involved in thyroid and hormonal. So for anyone who is addicted to the sugar, you know, I would want them to say, well, what health issues am I currently experiencing? Let me get this notebook or send myself an email on a daily basis, keep track of my daily sugar intake, and also keep track of how I'm feeling. You know, do I have more energy? Do I have more mental clarity? How's my mood? Am I able to sleep better? Are my headaches going away? Fatigue, is that going away? Bacterial and colds, infections and sinusitis, is that less because my body is taxed less from the sugar? So that would be one. My next thing would say, okay, now, so what are we going to replace that with? Okay, so now we realize how much we have, and perhaps it's 100, 150, or even higher, and we have this goal of getting it to 32. So, well, if we're addicted to it, we need to replace it with something healthy. And there are healthy treats out there that have a lot less sugar as well. So it's just finding them. And, you know, like, for instance, you know, if you have a nice crunchy red apple, and what I love to do is slice. I don't particularly like or enjoy biting right into an apple. But if I take that apple and I thinly slice it, even into paper-thin slices, and sprinkle cinnamon on it, which is great for your blood sugar and your sugar cravings, and then take sliced almonds and scoop it all. So instead of using a chip to, you know, scoop into some crazy dip, I'm going to use this apple as a chip and take my cinnamon and take my nuts and all that. Or there's Sunbiotic makes a chocolate dusted almond that uses coconut sugar, and it has about 4 grams of sugar in the entire package. So I'm getting protein and I'm getting chocolate. You know, that's another nice thing. Or the chia seeds in coconut milk or sunflower seed milk, using stevia. So if you have sugar, replace it with stevia. I would go for an organic brand. It does not raise blood glucose levels. It's great for diabetics. It does not have you gain weight like the artificial sweeteners, which actually tricks the brain as well, and then you want more. So there's an overconsumption. So I would go on the sugar and decide, okay, how much? What can I replace it with? Let me explore. Let me go on the internet, check some things out. I would say, you know, if you visit my website, you could, you know, sign up for blogs, follow me on Twitter, or look at my Pinterest page. I put pictures of everything I eat there, and they're all low in sugar, just to get ideas. We have to think out of the box because these items are not on the commercials. They're from small companies. The bigger companies are promoting the unhealthy stuff. So I would really go after the sugar first, especially we're going into winter months. It does suppress the immune system.
Along the sugar replacements, what do you think of the Zevia Cola that's out there for, like, cola replacements of somebody who's trying to step off of, like, the sugary drinks?
You know, for the sugary drinks, there is a Diet Steez. And that is a combination of stevia, and they use a little organic sugar, and it's bubbly as well. I would do that. I would always read the labels and see if they're using sugar alcohols. That could be a problem. It could actually cause GI issues and give one a lot of gas. So, you know, you have to see what they're replacing it with. And then even like that, there's some stevias out there that don't use the whole plant, and they're very processed. So even though stevia is the, you know, I would say the best alternative, you still have to look at the company. I know that one supermarket chain had carried stevia, and they added lactose to it, which didn't make any sense whatsoever. And then even just adding some stevia and even a splash of something to your water, you know, be it a splash of pear juice or, you know, orange juice, obviously everything organic, or some lemon, just, you know, really awakening your taste buds. That would be the best thing. I mean, sugar in itself, diet sugar, is really unhealthy for you. I've had many, many people come into the office. They had symptoms of MS, and it was all linked to the overuse of diet sodas.
Wow.
And then really, really scary. I mean, these individuals actually got spinal taps done. How invasive is that? Only to find out that it was the diet soda.
Wow.
So
you really need to control that first.
Yeah, it's really, like, I would definitely get everything under control. I mean, so sugar actually contributes to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Hmm. I mean, it goes beyond it, and it feeds cancer cells, you know, so that's why I would say out of all of these, I'd really remove the sugar first, because the insulin resistance, the inflammation, it raises, it messes with your cholesterol levels. It's just really bad, you know. So from there, then I would go with the gluten and the dairy as well. But, you know, instead of doing everything all at once, again, we don't want to overwhelm. So even if it takes a month to focus on one of them, so even if this takes 4 months, you know, as long as you have a plan, and I always say write down your goal. Put it in black and white. If you think it and keep it in your head, that's not good enough. We need accountability. So I would say write down when you're starting and how long you think you're going to stay here until you go on to the next thing, until you go to look at the next healthy alternative, and do a check-in with yourself and say, well, okay, so this is how I felt before, and this is how I feel now. And you're definitely going to see an improvement. And it's great if you could find a buddy to do this with, you know, for accountability. So a mentor, you know, if you have a friend that's in this program, find someone that you could couple up with so the two of you could really keep each other accountable. That's one thing.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. And I, like I said, got a lot of my inspiration from Terry. And I know, Terry, you found some really amazing ways to make desserts without sugar. And how was it getting off sugar for you? Did you find it difficult?
I did. Yeah. I mean, it's an emotional thing, and the sweetness, and that's what scares you, or in me when I started it, is because I did miss it, want it, crave it, withdraw from it. So I just switched to just natural sugars. Like I make my brownies or something with like black beans and dates. I do things with fruits. Like I don't even really use almond milk or coconut milk products. I use frozen bananas and mix away some chia seeds and a little shredded unsweetened coconut texture. I just getting into more and more texture of foods, and then that less sweet craving. And so I rarely bake. I'm not perfect. Occasionally I've had some gluten-free cookies that my husband might have, and he'd say, could we just once have some flour in it or something? But I found that when I don't have the sugar, I get it all from the fruits and the vegetables and my juicing and my smoothies and things like that. And that 20 pounds that's where it changed my whole body shape. And I'd already gone through being a celiac and being diagnosed and being sick in 07 and other things. So the sugar was just the last thing. I guess I did it in reverse of what she said. Was I felt like the last thing they were taking away from me. I didn't eat a lot of it because I was staying lean, but it changed my whole body shape without the sugar in it.
Yeah, and I'm sure you feel better. I know I've gone off gluten, dairy, and sugar. Sugar is definitely the hardest one to kick, but I do feel better, and I look better, so it's worth it. And I think we have some questions. We have actually quite a few.
Yeah,
Sparky,
do you have
one from the chat room?
Yeah, actually, I have Travis, one of our regular listeners, and he's really interested in looking at products out there like the sunflower seeds, almonds, granola that aren't made wheat and dairy, but are packaged in facilities that handle wheat and dairy, and how concerned should he be about that?
And that's a great question. So, if it's an anaphylactic allergy that he is experiencing, then you really have to be careful because they're saying there can be some type of contamination. So what they normally do is there's a few reasons why they have that disclaimer. Now, first, it could just be liability, number one, and there is no cross contamination. The second thing could be that they share the same room where they have different machines. One machine is for the gluten-free, and the other one processes the other. So it could be an airborne type of contamination. And then some could be, if it's a smaller company, it could be that they use the same equipment, but the first run of the equipment will be all the gluten-free or soy-free and corn-free products, and then they have to, you know, clean the machines, wipe them all down. Depending, like in the meat industry, there's an FDA inspector that comes in and really inspects the machine because you can't run one like organic meat and then you could run the conventional meat, but you can't run conventional meat and then run organic meat. You have to really make sure the machine is all clean and there's no residual. But for this, there's so many. It depends on the facility, so. If the individual does not have an anaphylactic reaction to any of these, then it would be okay.
Cool. I have a couple questions from the chat room. The first is, can gluten cause or contribute to PCOS, polycystic ovary syndrome?
Well, gluten causes inflammation. So indeed, again, we talk about the accumulation in the body, and there has been more and more research that's coming out, even on a daily basis, that shows how this sticky substance can cause inflammation. And then if one can't detoxify, it's going to stay in the body, and it's going to come out in different forms. So the answer is yes.
And can it also aggravate ADHD?
That's 100%. And that's where we talk about what I mentioned earlier, that neuropeptide test. So this neuropeptide test, first morning urine test, is going to show, can I break down casein? Can I break down gluten? And if one can't, it definitely goes to ADHD. ADHD, bipolar, schizophrenia, everything.
Wow. I just wanted to throw out for anybody who's listening, you can give us a call at 347-994-1216 and get your question into Nancy. And if you're in the chat room, ddpradio.com, just fire it in there and Stacy and I will get it over to you. Nancy, the one thing I was wondering about when you were talking about, you know, When you take the fast out and you're taking the gluten and the dairy out for 4 weeks, one thing I've always wondered is how much can sneak in, if any can sneak in during that time where it's really going to disrupt you from clearing it out. Like, so if you're in there 3 weeks And let's say you have a sandwich or something with some bread, some wheat bread or something. Is that really going to have to make you reset? And can that do as much damage?
It can do as much damage. So there are specific enzymes that have peptidase in it. So basically, this enzyme will help break down the peptides in your body. So, you know, research showed, and even in my own practice, you know, I've been running these tests for 15 years, and we would, so like say 15 years ago, the neuropeptide came up elevated in the wheat, and then the individual stayed off of the wheat. So I always say go on it for 4 weeks because, you know, after 2 weeks, the person hopefully has created a good healthy habit and they'll go the long-term distance here. It's definitely a marathon, not a sprint. But what we have noticed with those tests was if they were elevated, when the individual then added the peptidase enzyme, it helped break everything down. And when they didn't, it could stay in the body because then remember, how is that person detoxifying? Is there an imbalance in their detoxification pathways? Because if there is, they could be holding on to this. So if I'm going 3 weeks and then I start eating wheat for some reason, that's going to be a problem because it takes the body much longer than even 4 weeks for all of this to be removed.
Wow.
But usually in 4 weeks, you'll feel an improvement. You know, and the casein takes a very long time as well because think that's fat, you know. So when someone is going on a weight loss regimen to begin with, you know, we want to know, can that person detoxify? And if they can't, when they let go of those fat cells, they're also releasing all of this. And they could have die-off reactions, but now it could go into their blood system. So we want to make sure there's some type of, like, lymphatic drainage and some type of liver support that's going to push all of this out. Otherwise, it could, you know, redeposit someplace else, and that's not good either. So you want to be on it, as, you know, 100% would be the best.
So when you're going through this then and you're releasing all those extra toxins and stuff, is there something you should partner with it? Are there other things that, like, maybe you should be drinking or eating that will help remove that from the body?
Definitely. I mean, like Stacy had said, the juicing is really good. So, you know, if you use kale and you throw in some lemons and you do parsley and cilantro and dandelion greens, all of that is going to help detoxify. There are certain supplements that one could take, but we always have to see how is the body functioning before we do this. And then, like, suppose someone is giving up sugar, but they have candida overgrowth. Well, that candida overgrowth should also be dealt with at the same time in a gentle manner. There's, you know, gentle supplements like CDX, which is an enzyme that eats away the candida on the GI tract. Otherwise, that candida has a mind of its own, and it wants to be fed sugar. Just like cancer cells have approximately 16 receptor sites for sugar, while healthy cells have only 2. So, you know, our body is sometimes dictating to our mind what to have. So that's why sugar is, you know, really, like Stacy mentioned, it was the hardest, and it's usually the hardest because it's the most toxic, and it really goes across so many different areas. You know, for it to feed cancer cells, that's really bad. In addition, it actually ages our skin because it degrades at the collagen in our body, and so that's not good. So if we don't want to age or we want to age healthy, it's great to get rid of that sugar.
Is that where, like, if people see, like, psoriasis and eczema and things like that?
Well, psoriasis and eczema is an autoimmune disorder, and you definitely want to be on a gluten-free, casein-free diet. There's a doctor, I think he's about 90 years old now, and he wrote a book. healing psoriasis and eczema naturally, and it's a gluten-free, casein-free diet. Then he throws in the nightshades, and he wants you to be on a sugar-free diet because he believes everybody has candida overgrowth who has any type of dermatitis. But as far as aging with the skin and the collagen, I mean, that's where you get wrinkles, and that's when your skin loses its the strongness, and it's not as elastic, so, you know, it doesn't bounce back anymore. So sugar actually does age your skin in that way with wrinkles. So that's a problem. That's a big problem. And then besides all of those issues, there's recent studies that were published in the Journal of Alzheimer's through the Mayo Clinic research that showed that a diet high in sugar and simple carbohydrates, and simple carbs are your breads, your bagels, your pasta, you know, any type of dessert, that actually develops mild cognitive impairment by 4 times because it is affecting the brain the same way if you're having too much sugar and you're going to get type 2 diabetes. It does the same thing into the brain and by causing inflammatory responses.
That's a good point, and it also leads to my next question because there's someone in the chat room who describes himself as a picky eater, and he's looking for ideas on what he can eat because he feels just about everything he likes has gluten in it. So what would you say to a picky eater?
So for a picky eater, I'm going to assume he cannot break down the gluten, so therefore it's a toxic neuropeptide because that's what we see with those test results. That's the pattern. And so, you know, is it bread that he likes or pasta that he likes? So if it's pasta, if he goes on my Pinterest site, there's a board there that shows gluten-free, casein-free foods, and there's a really great pasta by Adrian Dream, and it's quinoa and rice. Now, it's not like the typical rice pasta. This pasta tastes amazing. So that would be as close to the gluten pasta. If it's a pizza that he likes, he could go on a website called Still Riding, like a bicycle, so stillridingpizza.com, and he could type in his zip code and find out a pizzeria that serves this really great gluten-free, casein-free, soy-free, corn-free pizza crust. So it's just really knowing what tastes good. I mean, I've been eating this way for 15 years, gluten-free, casein-free, soy, and corn-free. 15 years ago, there was nothing but cardboard out there, and now there's companies that have really tasty alternatives. So it's just a matter of knowing, you know, what to try, and through trial and error as well.
Because you really still can have, you know, sometimes I just want to eat for fun, you know, because I'm in the mood for something salty or sweet or whatever, and you still can eat for enjoyment. And it's actually more enjoyable because I don't get all these wacky side effects, you know?
Exactly. I mean, the food is definitely, you know, I love eating, and I'm eating constantly, but it's all healthy foods, and I can't wait to consume the food that I'm going to eat. And if I'm in a place where they're not going to offer me something good, I mean, I really don't look forward to it whatsoever. So, you know, it's not that you are, it's not deprivation. It's really the mindset. So, you know, you asked about what do I tell people. Mindset is so important in this. Think of this as an adventure, not as something negative, you know, not as a challenge. You're going uphill. No, you're going to discover amazing foods that are not only taste good, but they're good for you. And I always tell individuals, we have to look at food the way we look at every other relationship in our life. What are we getting out of this? So I don't care if it's a relationship at work, with your significant other, with your family members. What type of relationship is this? Is it toxic or is it enjoyable? So before you eat, look at the food and say, what am I getting out of this? Is this a two-way street? Am I going to enjoy this? And is this food going to nourish my skin, my hair, might give me energy? Is it going to give me mental clarity? Is it great for my mood? Or is it going to make me sluggish, give me a headache? I'm going to feel exhausted after it. Is it going to go to all my problem spots in my body? Am I going to regret it afterwards? And we must develop a relationship.
And that's such a great point.
I was going to say, don't
Terry.
Get a chance to get clean, to feel it. You just have to hang in there that week or two or three weeks, however it is. But once you start feeling better, that gives you more incentive and power to keep going forward, right? Because you don't want to go back. You really are amazed at how your body's feeling, or while you're detoxing, the sludge that comes out that shocks you because you haven't ever felt this clean. Sometimes you feel worse before you get better.
Exactly.
As I was like a celiac, and my diagnosis, and it's a revolutionary experience to like get sick and then better and then better, and it does. You start realizing what good can come out of really good food, and that you feel younger, better as you get older by eating good. So you don't want to go back the other way. And sometimes it does alter a little bit of friendship, restaurants, whatever. But now you can find such great food out there. You may have to work a little harder to get into the habit of finding it, knowing what you're doing, and then sharing it with others.
Exactly. 100%. You know, and that's why I say 4 weeks. Give it at least 4 weeks, because they say it takes 2 weeks for a habit forming. Now, if it's addictive, it may take longer, but always write down, how do you feel before? How am I feeling now? I always want progress, because that's where we could see, and then you see for yourself. You know, and then if you slip, if you, fall off the wagon, as they say, you're going to feel like garbage. And, and you may actually go back into it, but if you have a buddy as well, we all need accountability while we go through this. And it's super important, and, it's just the awareness. The more awareness that you have and the more you could find out about the different foods out there, it's all going to help.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
There's so much better food out there, don't you think? Except for what I see over the years of vegan-ness, is now there's a lot of, even though it's gluten-free, there's a lot of not-so-healthy gluten-free products either.
Well, that's with everything,
I mean,
for sure.
They're healthier
sure.
than with the gluten, but on the other hand, when I was first diagnosed, you're really eating just only live, healthy foods, but all of a sudden you get a lot of boxed gluten-free foods and simple carbs, and that isn't always the right journey either.
Exactly. I have had done a video on how just by going gluten does not mean that this is a healthy or a weight loss program, because if you're just replacing a gluten bagel, gluten pasta, gluten desserts for non-gluten, well, you're, again, what are we getting from that food? Are we getting super-duper nutrients? Are we feeling amazing? You know, we should be eating balanced. We should have a nice, good protein. I don't care if we're vegan or not. We need some type of protein. We need a complex carbohydrate like green leafy vegetables compared to simple carbs, which are all the white stuff, be it gluten or not, that's going to turn into sugar. So in moderation, balance, then we need some healthy fats. You know, people are afraid of the word fat, but healthy fats, avocados are great, olive oil, coconut oil, so many different things. So we need an array of food, and then vegetables and fruits as well. So if we have all of that, then we're eating balance and we're getting nutrients.
Exactly.
Actually, I'm wondering, and one of our longtime listeners, Don from Tennessee, is also wondering, if you make these changes and you say you just get completely off gluten and dairy, can damage done to the body actually be reversed?
That's a great question. Yes, the body is very resilient. So when I do my corporate wellness programs, a lot of the executives will come up to me and say, yeah, but look how old I am. Why should I bother? The body is resilient. when you sleep, the body does its housekeeping. The cells, you know, if we're getting enough vitamin D3 in our bodies, the cells will rejuvenate. The liver can rejuvenate. You know, we definitely, it's never too late to start.
I was going to say, when I was diagnosed, I had, surprisingly, a couple months after they discovered my celiac problem, I fell off a ladder, and they discovered I had severe osteoporosis in the left hip, and they were pretty stunned at this time. I was, 55. And since being off the gluten and changing with the sugars and the dairy and all these things that came along, I have osteopenia now. And they were stunned that I've been going, my bones have been getting stronger, and I'm 62 now than when I was so many years before, just by changing my diet.
Yes. I mean, food is our fuel.
If
you change it and you get rid of another thing that's important in talking about the resilience of the body, reduce your toxic load. So you're going to burden your body and burden all of the cells in the body if the toxicities keep coming in. So gluten causes inflammation. That's toxic. Sugar, if it feeds cancer cells, it's toxic. The casein causes inflammation. And it's been linked to certain cancers. So removing and making little changes, one thing at a time, now your body is being lessened with the toxic load. Going for organic, getting away from pesticides, getting away from the genetically modified organisms, which research just came out that showed it actually changes the blood and our DNA. So you want to remove all of that one at a time. And your body will feel better.
Absolutely. I know when I stopped dairy in 2005, I was an allergy nurse for a few years too. And back in the 80s and the 90s, I would be talking about to people when they have bronchitis and asthma and they get sick, and I'd say, cut back on your dairy, just get some mucus and pools for a reservoir of, you know, bacteria or whatever. I do that, and they get better. And somewhere during that time, it's like, as I developed the asthma, all these autoimmune diseases before they figured out what was happening, I stopped the dairy. I didn't have any more sinuses to be filled up to get sick.
Yep.
So I started with the dairy, which led then to no gluten, and I just kept then only raw and live, good foods. And so aging has been better and better instead of worse.
Exactly. It's amazing. It's amazing what food can do, the effect of food on the body. It's absolutely amazing.
Been such an awesome show. It's like 10 o'clock, and I feel like we've just started. I know Nancy's been helping you with a lot of stuff. And Nancy, I know there are a ton of people out there with interest. I've been getting IMs from people asking about how you got your start, where they can get started with this. And so is there some place that's the best place people can get in contact with you for more information?
Yeah, on my website, which is just my name, Nancy Guberti, GUBERTI.com, and you could follow me on Twitter and Facebook and Pinterest, and it's all Nancy Guberti. And there's information about functional medicine testing, and, you know, there's pictures of the food. And there's also going to be video educational series coming out, so they could just sign up to get information on my website. There's a little box that, you know, they put their name and email address, and they should just stay in touch. You know, it's all about awareness and empowering others, and I just want other people to know that their health is worth it because they're worth it, you know, and maintaining a healthy lifestyle is the most important thing.
Definitely. It's better to put a little time and effort into the food and possibly supplements than cartloads of prescription drugs down the road.
Yep.
Exactly.
Well, this has been so wonderful, Nancy, and we thank you for coming on. We've got to make this a little more frequent. We can't just do this once a year because you've got too much to share with us. So we hope you'll come back and maybe after the holidays, you know, and give us some tips on how to handle the new year.
Exactly. That sounds like a good idea.
Well, yeah, I think it's the best Christmas
well,
present
you know,
have.
Stacey, you call me anytime, and I'm there for you. So I really, I think your story is amazing. I have sent so many people to your website, and you know, you're just a great inspiration. And it just helps me get my message along because I'm like, look what she did. You can do this too. So anything to help.
You helped me kick it up a notch, you know. So I'm very grateful to you as well.
Well, thank you. And I hope everybody has a great Halloween and finds some organic candy to give out.
A clean Halloween, good sugar.
I like that, a clean Halloween for sure. Well, I would like to thank all of our guest hosts and our co-hosts who are here with Robert and Stacy. And Terry, thanks for stopping by. And Nancy, this has been an awesome, awesome show. I know all the listeners have had a great time, and we had the chat room flooded with questions, so it's been great having you on. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anything you guys want to leave as before we sign out?
I just want to encourage everyone to check out Nancy's blogs and her Twitter. There's great information on there, and also Terry Lang's new blog. And Terry, what's the address?
It's DDP Yoga with Terry. I have to even think. Ask Robert. I think it is DDPYogaWithTerry.com. So.
Another Robert MC creation.
Robert is always the backup on my computer skills, as you know. It's like, oh, I have to have a blog too? Oh, no. I'm thinking y'all are sick of my story, sick of that. But I'm just thinking about this. What a good Christmas present it would be for all of us to make a wish and put take care of ourselves. We study up everything about sports and toys and video games, and we don't always know a thing about the food we're putting in our mouth. And I want you all not to wait till you're 50 or 60 to figure out how to correct a lot of diseases and a lot of problems. I mean, those are the driving forces behind some of the things I've done. It wasn't about weight loss at all. That was just a lucky perk. And Stacey and I talk about some of the demons of Alzheimer's. We have both our fathers died of that. There's a lot of reasons why I'm turning to food, and people call me the food Nazi around here at my house, but I take it really seriously, and not, I'm stopped apologizing for inconveniencing my friends and being picky. It's just I want to really live well, healthy, and I can't tell you how much I feel it's so much about the food. It's about moving your body and the exercise. But it's really about food and having this great family of us all trying to learn and figure it out together. And when you're having a bad day, like Sparky at time, you've got someone else say, pick yourself up or get it's okay. We had a bad day too. You have a bad day, a bad month, whatever, but you just go forward. Don't go backwards.
Absolutely, and you guys have done awesome, and the stuff that Nancy's doing is fantastic. And I think this has kind of put me in the mindset of I got gluten and dairy down. I might have to try this sugar thing because I've had the way you guys have really owned it is really inspiring. I got this little bit of spare tire that I think I need to finally kiss goodbye. So.
Usually sugar is the last thing to go, right, Stacey?
Yeah. It is, and, you know, if you're ready to do it, Spark, you got a lot of support here and a lot of great ideas.
Right. And I'm not perfect. I get some little sugar in now and then, but, you know, I know it when I eat it, and then it's over or done because I don't want to feel like that the next meal. You know, never is a hard word to live by. It's just you want to do it, and you want to do what you do to make you feel good, and if you get feeling good, you'll do it most of the time.
Absolutely. What did Dallas say once? Nothing looks as good as healthy feels, or nothing tastes as good as healthy feels.
I had that on my refrigerator, you know, a decade ago. It was nothing tastes as good as skinny is, but I crossed that off and put healthy because it was all about trying to to get healthy and fix a lot of broken inside pieces. And some things that you don't see or don't even know, and start correcting it before you do know something big comes up. Takes more than no sugar to fix.
Yep.
And
we definitely got the blueprint to do that and to take the steps towards it tonight. So thanks, guys, for an awesome show. Again, a special thanks to Nancy for stopping in and talking with us again. I know everybody's going to be listening, and there will be a lot of downloads of this show. So everybody out there in DDP Yoga land, have a clean Halloween. Think about putting that sugar down. Definitely kick the gluten and the dairy. And start where you are. Use what you have. Do what you can. And if the 10% comes a knocking, kick it right in the ass and live life at 90%.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Oh! Into the diamond cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.